listen, think, learn, grow. Listen, think, learn, grow. Live.
This is Metaphysical Universe, exploring science and spirituality with Dr. Douglas Kelly and Dr. Vicki Hunter.
Good evening and welcome to the Spirit of Life program for Wednesday, August 5th. We're already in August. My name is Michael Kelly. I'm here with Dr. Vicki Hunter.
Oh, good evening, Michael. You know, as always, I'm glad to be here. It's a very smoky time up here in Canada, but we're getting the U.S. smoke, I'll have you know. So I had to throw that in. No, we have our own smoke, too.
Yeah, it's that area is getting hit pretty hard. Yeah. So know that our thoughts are with you. Our thoughts are with anybody in that area that's listening in Washington State, you know, all across regions of the country and North America. But yeah. Thank you to those that take the time to catch up with us. We know it's a hectic time out there. We appreciate you spending the time with us and your contributions in our live chat. And we also want to thank those that take the time to catch up with us in our archives. Spirit of Life is a weekly service and educational program of the International Church of Metaphysical Humanism. Our mission is to explore and empower the human spirit, as well as to explore science and spirituality. In addition to this broadcast, you can find other educational programs at metaphysicsinstitute.org and tfuniversity.org. And as always, we're going to begin with our 9 abbreviated principles of belief. Those are 1, do no harm, do right. 2, we believe in the indomitable power of the human spirit. The answers we seek already exist within us. 3, we believe that we alone are responsible for and capable of solving human social problems. 4, we are all equal, one planet, one race, one ancestry, one destiny. 5, we recognize and honor the divine energy that exists in all living things. 6, we are physical and spiritual beings. Consciousness survives death of the physical body. 7, self-acceptance, self-responsibility, and respect for free will create self-completeness. 8, metaphysical education and practical life skills empower the human spirit and enhance the human condition. And 9, expanding human consciousness leads to human evolution and peaceful coexistence. So tonight we are very happy to welcome a longtime listener, first time interviewee, but welcome Dr. Doug Kelly.
Hey everybody, thank you for that wonderful introduction. I couldn't have said it any better myself. Anyways, good to be with you again in the month of August. Hope everyone's doing good. Those listening live, those listening to the archives. The topic tonight is how gratitude gets you ahead. And it's kind of an interesting take on it, I suppose. I wanted to make it worth something. So, I mean, we all probably appreciate the value of gratitude. But, you know, what does it really do for anybody? Well, that's what we're going to kind of talk about tonight. So, let's start with the basics. What is gratitude? Well, in my opinion, it's simply the feeling and demonstrating a demonstration of appreciation. So gratitude is appreciation. Pretty much what it is, isn't it? You know, it's appreciating what you have, being thankful for what we have, because, you know, a lot of people don't have what we have. You can, and this will come up again and again tonight, but if you look around the world, some people have a little, some people have a lot, and a whole lot of people have something in between. So we're all in different areas, different stages of that, I suppose. And so we can at least be thankful for what we've got. So gratitude is, it means appreciation, appreciating what you have. And let's talk about probably the most important thing we have, and that's life. And I don't know if you ever looked into it, but it's really astonishing the odds of us being here. You know, I looked it up. You can do a search for yourself online too. You'll find the same basic information. But what are the odds of us even being alive? Well, they're beyond astronomical. They're not just astronomical. They're beyond astronomical. You know, parents. The odds estimated at roughly 1 in 20,000, based on our parents coming together. And, you know, that's 1 in 20,000. Then the chance that they stay together and choose to have a child is about 1 in 2,000. But then there's the genetic portion of it, the chance of a specific sperm meeting a specific egg out of the millions produced is roughly 1 in 400 trillion, 4 × 10^14 power is what that is. That's, you know, 10 with 14 zeros behind it. If you were to calculate how many seconds is 400 trillion, how long is 400 trillion seconds? It equates to 12.6 million years. That's how large a number 400 trillion is. Your birth is like picking one exact specific second out of the last 12.6 million years. And that's just, you know, with us, with one generation or so. Going back in time, you know, if you expand the equation to include the survival and successful reproduction of every single one of your ancestors back to the dawn of life, that is surviving plagues, ice ages, famines, wars, and other things, the probability becomes 1 in 10^2,685,000. Think about that. 1 followed by 2,685,000 zeros. Where did I put that? I looked this up. And so how many atoms are in the observable universe? They estimate that the number of atoms in the observable universe is 10^80. Think about that, 10^80, 1 followed by 80 zeros. We're talking about the chances here of 10^2,685,000. It's by far beyond, it's a number we can't, you know, it's too huge to even think about. So the bottom line is that the odds of us being here are beyond belief. I mean, it's just, it's an impossibility, statistical impossibility that we're even here. And yet here we are. So that's how valuable you are. And a lot of people throw that away. They don't value just how the cosmic lotto they won in being here. So what are the chances of you living in your current situation? That's another thing. You know, where you live, got food in your belly, you got a roof over your head. If you have all that, you know, that's remarkable too. And that's something to be proud of and something to appreciate. So it's abundantly clear. You are a miracle. All of us are. We're a miracle. I'll pause. Are there any comments on that you'd like to add?
Well, Audra's saying, my mind boggles at the thought frequently, but now that she has actual stats, she says she's in trouble.
Who can comprehend, you know, all that?
Well, it is astounding, and I think about something that I think about frequently is, without antibiotics, many of us would not be here.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And that's just antibiotics. Think about medical treatment, science, the advancements in technology.
Sanitation.
The list is long. I mean, I've already bought 40 years. So, I mean, it's astounding that, you know, B12 keeps me alive. So it's, without that, I'm out. So, you know, that's, I think, a lot where we overlook. I once had blood drawn years ago, and the girl who's drawing my blood's really negative. She has to go for these, a bloodletting thing because she's got too much iron in her blood. And she's complaining about all the blood work she has to get done and stuff. And I looked at her, I said, isn't it amazing that they have that technology for you? Because you'd be dead.
Yep.
And she did stop with this glared face and looked at me. And I said, be grateful. That's all.
Yep.
It's all a right. Small thing. Be grateful. Yeah. So, but the odds, right? The odds.
Yeah, the odds are amazing. We're a miracle. All of us are a miracle. So how do you show gratitude? I mean, there's a ton of ways. Be thankful for what you have. You know, appreciate what you have. You may not have everything you want to have. That's okay, but appreciate what you do have. Be kind to other people. Don't try to change them. Don't try to control them. Just be nice. And then there's good manners, right? Say please and thank you. You know, be gracious that way. Please and thank you. And if somebody's done a nice for you, always thank them at least twice. Don't just say, oh, thanks, man, and that's it. I mean, especially if it's a very important big deal, thank them and thank them again and maybe even again. Show your appreciation. That's showing gratitude. You know, another way to show gratitude is to not have an attitude of entitlement. You know, don't feel like you're entitled to everything when you may not be. That's everybody's entitled to all the good things in life. No more, no less. Go ahead.
I was just saying that's a big one. Entitlement, attitude. And, big one.
And there are so many entitled people around because they feel like the world revolves around them. And it's not true. The world doesn't revolve around them and it doesn't revolve around me. It revolves around all of us. And so we need to work together that way. So what I'm really talking about here is being a decent human being. That's the most important thing. Thinking positive thoughts about your life and your place in it, being optimistic, being gracious and getting along with others is a big one. And a lot of people can't do that. You know, being reasonable with others when trying to resolve problems. A lot of people just get angry and they take a harsh approach, you know, but be reasonable, be gracious. And another way that we can show gratitude is to not let difficult times beat us. You know, the world's going to always have conflicts and problems, at least for the foreseeable future. Okay. And it's been that way for decades, for hundreds of years, for thousands of years. There's always been something going on, right? So in that sense, it's what's going on in the world today is really nothing new. But if we cower in fear because of what's going on in the world, we'll never see or reach our full potential. I love the quote from Plato. My dad shared this with me when I was a kid and didn't appreciate it at the time as much as I do now. But he said, Plato, nothing in the affairs of men is worth worrying about. And there is, in my opinion, there is so much comfort in that because no matter what's going on in this world of men and all their sandbox things that they do, you know, boys in the sandbox, none of it's worth worrying about. Why? Primarily because this is not the end. This life is not the end all. You know, there's more ahead of us. There's transitions, and there's a lot more to that, but that's the basic thing. Consciousness continues on. So this is not it. This is not the end, and I refuse to get in that sandbox with these guys. You know, they all want their corner of the sandbox and protect it when the earth belongs to all of us. You know, it's the same thing goes with racism and all that. You know, there's not many races. There's one race, the human race, and everybody is equally important and equally entitled to good things in life. So when they want to fight over that stuff, fight, fine, do what you want to do. But I'm not going to worry about your affairs because it is not going to ultimately affect me in the end. So nothing in the affairs of men is worth worrying about. So don't worry about it. And I'd like to do a shout out to my current students who are struggling to complete their degrees. Please don't let fear hold you back. You know, yeah, stuff's going on in the world. I know the economy's tough and things are up, but don't let fear hold you back. Refocus your energy on completing your studies so that you can move forward with your goals and dreams. You know, not to mention the self-evolution that you go through when you go through the courses and complete your studies and get your degree. You know, aviatrix, Eleanor Smith Sullivan, she was very popular aviatrix in the early 20th century and set several records. I loved her quote. in her book. And the quote is this. She writes, "It had long since come to my attention that people of accomplishment rarely sit back and let things happen to them. They went out and happened to things." And that's what I've always tried to do all my adult life. Go out and happen to things. Go out and happen to life. I'm not going to let life happen to me. I'm not going to give it that. So don't you either. Don't surrender to life, so to speak. You take control. You make things happen in your life. That's important. And the last section I want to talk about, and I'll pause for a moment to get in anybody's thoughts, but I want to, in a moment, I'll talk about how showing gratitude gets you ahead. So before we tackle that one, any thoughts either of you want to share?
Well, I'd like to read Wendy's comment.
Okay.
She says she has these cute little jars around her house and in different areas that have a sign that says, "Today I'm grateful for," and there's a pen and memo pad connected to each jar. I have them around the house because you never know when you might think of something you're feeling grateful for. It's for me and for visitors. I read them on New Year's Eve every year.
That's a great idea.
Great idea.
Good for you, Andy.
Let's, yeah. I'm going to throw a shout out to Audra too. She has a wooden 6-foot privacy fence around her house near there. And those people let kids paint on it. So they're little animals, they're flowers. And somebody wrote, "Be nice." It's in kids' handwriting. It's a cute reminder. And yeah. I love that too. It's the little things that you do. And I think sometimes the most significant acts of gratitude and kindness that really keep us going are those little things that you see day in and day out. You know, the big acts are nice, but it's the little things that show that we're still connected to one another. You know, we've talked about this, and it's going to be discussed more, but we show gratitude to people both to show that person that what they did and who they are, whatever act they did, it's appreciated. It's noticed. You notice that you know, they did something for you that they did not need to do, or even if they did, that you appreciate their service and their kindness. And that is one, you know, inherent benefit unto itself. The other benefit is that mindset helps put things into context. It is that, you know, that most important lesson of all, that's not about you, right? We're all in this together. You know, we're all equal to the good things in life, like the elder Dr. Kelly had pointed out. And, you know, I think that keeping things in context, keeping things, you know, in their proper place, in that means so many things. But, you know, we think about the miracle of our existence, the probability. Also think about the fact that, you know, again, we have modern medicine of antibiotics. We have all these things that keep us going, including coffee. And, you know, I think we all need to be thankful for that. So,
yeah. Really,
it is those little touches, and we have to appreciate. I've said this all the time, ad nauseum, that we need to appreciate the time and place that we're living in, the space-time universe that we're in, because a lot of people, you know, well, you know, we've been here as long as life has been here, because what we have been has changed, obviously, but our ancestors have struggled for untold millennia for us to be able to enjoy the fruits of this paradise. So I think that is something to be gracious for. And we build on it.
That's a good point.
We keep it going. So.
And, you know, paying it forward is another great way to show gratitude. You're showing gratitude for something that somebody did for you. Mm-hmm. And now you're going to pay it forward and help somebody else. And then the cycle continues. So go ahead.
I was just going to, and this might be something we're going to talk about as well. Do you have any, I know that in the school, in our community, I think that we have a lot of folks that do chip in. I mean, do you have any stories about how people have paid it forward in our community that's really made an impact on someone?
Are you asking me?
Yeah.
Well, there's lots of pay it forward stories. In fact, I share those in the weekly search newsletter that I send out on Fridays. I just talk about it, but I've had a lot of students who have sent me or have talked about how they've paid it forward. You know, one one student several years ago in South Africa sent her son to school with a sandwich, and he shared it, and some of the kids didn't have lunch. And so she started making sandwiches for the kids and helping the kids who were less fortunate to have something for lunch, you know, which is great. It's unfortunate that the powers that be don't do that. But, you know, those kinds of stories are all over the place. But there's a lot of people who are paying it forward, whether it's paying for somebody's gas, paying for somebody's coffee, paying for somebody's order at the drive-thru, whatever. There's just a gazillion of them. And if you you look it up online, you can get really inspired. You can find a lot of those stories on there.
And
so let's talk about – go ahead.
And that cycle of – you know, a lot of times you do that pay it forward because somebody did something nice for you. You're paying it forward. You're continuing that cycle. Kind acts, yeah. Gratitude. You're showing gratitude for the person who did it for you. You're passing it along. It's kind of the foundation mm-hmm. of human society. So that's all I wanted to throw in.
And paying it forward is the work that metaphysical humanists do. You know, that's our primary work, helping others. So let's talk about how showing gratitude gets you ahead. That was kind of the topic. And there's a few ways. There's more than what I'm going to share with you, but you can come up with all kinds of them. So let's talk about one. Do you have a job? Well, being gracious and thankful will make a huge difference in how you get along with others and how you advance in that job. Because who do you want to deal with? Somebody who's difficult to get along with or somebody who's gracious and thankful and appreciative? That's always going to win out. If you don't have a job and you're looking for a job, being gracious and thankful during the interview will go a long way to you getting hired. I mean, I've hired a ton of people in my careers over the years, decades. And you can tell there's somebody who has a spark, somebody who gets it, somebody who's gracious and thankful and easy to communicate with, just being a good human being. That's what the employers are looking for. If you have a business, being gracious and thankful will attract far more customers than not being. In fact, if you're not that way, then people are just not going to want to do business with you at all. And then there's a couple of other areas I'll touch on. One's road rage. You know, everybody kind of gets irritated with other drivers. And I know. And then there's those times that we realize we were that driver, right? We're the one who inadvertently cut somebody off, or we're the one who didn't let somebody in because we just didn't happen to see them. You know, it wasn't ill intended. It just happened, and then, you know, people are honking or doing other things, you know, the one-finger salute type of thing. And so we have to remember, look, we have a car, and we have a paved road, right? Most people don't intend to cut you off or do things. Doesn't mean there's not exceptions to the rule, but most people are not trying to do things to tick other people off. And then the last area is telephone manners. You know, when you call up when you're talking on the phone to somebody, especially when you're talking with some business and maybe you're trying to resolve a problem. Maybe they overbilled you or something's not right. Don't resort to being harsh and mean. You know, be kind, be reasonable. And that was another thing. I said it. Be reasonable with others when trying to resolve problems. Just be gracious. And this all boils down to this. Be a decent human being. Be kind. Be positive. Be uplifting. You know, share an encouraging word to somebody, because people would much rather deal with gracious and thankful people, other people, than not. And if you're not that way, if you're not gracious, if you're not thankful, if you're entitled, you're going to have relationship problems until you learn the lesson. So, just to sum the whole thing up, gratitude means appreciation. Appreciate what you have. Appreciate others. You know, realize that you are a miracle. The odds of us being here are statistically impossible, and yet here we are. You know, so be thankful for what you have. Show gratitude to others. Use good manners. And if you do, you will, by and large, get ahead. You will be better off than if you weren't. Any other thoughts? That's all I've got.
Oh, I think that's a lot. It's, I think that we have to be reminded that there are a lot of good people in the world. And even good people can tend to shut themselves off, you know, for a whole lot of reasons. But if shown a little kindness, it can go a long way, you know. And if it means we have to be the bigger people, so be it. Because I'm not going to let somebody make me stoop to that level of being, you know, unkind. It just isn't going to happen. That doesn't mean I'm a pushover either. I don't think we should do that, but it's, you know, Dr. Kelly, I'm just so glad for this. I know it's summertime. We don't get a lot of live listeners in the summertime, and understandable. People are doing their thing and they're busy and whatever is going on. But people who listen in the archives too, I think we all need to hear it now and again.
To hear it.
Be grateful. You know,
this is as much for me as it is for anybody, you know. And I really want to impress that on everyone too. The most important things in life are not your phone, you know, the latest model, not your car, not your house, not anything. It's the people around you, it's the relationships, and it's the appreciation of the here and the now. And appreciating what we have here now, because it's not going to last, you know, everything, thank God for entropy or not, but you get the idea, you know, everything changes and everything goes, but appreciate the here and the now and the present moment and be thankful for it, because a lot has gone into where we're at. Now, I could tell you, well, man, you know, if I'd just been a little smarter, maybe I'd have been an airline pilot back in the day, or maybe I'd have moved to LA and gotten into music producing, because, you know, that was one of my biggest loves. And maybe I should have done that, this, and the other thing. You know, you can go, what if only, blah, blah, blah. It doesn't matter. Everything I've done in my life, all the experiences I've had, have brought me to this literal moment.
Yep.
This moment on Wednesday evening, my time, at 9:27 p.m. Eastern, at this moment. And the same is true for everybody else. And so you look back and what have I done with that? Well, I like to think that I've done a lot of good with it. You know, I started the church, the schools, but I didn't do it until I was ready. I didn't start any of this until I was 51 years old, because I had to go through my school of hard knocks. I had to learn. I had to grow and evolve and all that, to the point where I could then help others to do the same thing, because I felt like I had learned some significant lessons and felt like I could teach those to help people live a better life. And so, you know, there's no way I'm rich from this, no way at all. And yet the legacy I want to leave is that people benefited from my experience in life and from the defeats and the troubles and all that, and the victories that I've had in my life. And so you feel the same. On those listening, I want you to all feel that about your life. You are here at this moment because of what's gone into it, the decisions you've made, the lessons you've learned, and you need to look back and say, you know, I did good with this. And if you haven't done good with it, then change that today, this minute, change it. Go pay it forward. Go help somebody. Go give somebody an upbuilding, encouraging word, because people are so in need of that. People are discouraged. Have that message of encouragement, that vessel of encouragement. And if we do that, then we're good stewards of this life, right? If we do all this. And with that, I'm going to shut up. And I'm going to bid everybody adieu. Thank you for listening. It's been nice to be with you. And I'll see you again next month.
Thanks, Dr. Kelly. Awesome discussion. You know, we need this. We need this reminder, Michael. We do.
Well, maybe you do. I'm grateful for everything. What are you talking about?
Because of the fires and the smoke here, I've been getting messages from people I haven't heard from in a long time, which I appreciate. And I say, yeah, it sucks, but people have it worse than me. And I keep that perspective. I appreciate you reaching out. I'm okay. I have a roof over my head. I got food. It's smoky. It sucks. This is not good for me, but 230 homes burned down in 20 minutes across the lake from me. So I'm good, you know.
Yeah.
And keeping that perspective is well, good for us to share that. I'm not minimizing people reaching out. I'm just saying, I'm okay. Thank you very much. I just feel bad for those other folks, you know?
And let's take a minute to be grateful for the people that are fighting the fires, that are containing them, for the infrastructure that allows us to evacuate. I mean, fires have plagued humanity for as long as we've, you know, quote unquote, mastered fire as much as we've had. I know these are often, you know, wildfires naturally occurring, sometimes not, unfortunately. But the fact that we have institutions, services, and people in place that are there to help, that are there to combat it and contain it, is something to be thankful for as well. So not to minimize the people that have lost, but to remember that we are stronger together, that we are resilient, and we have spent untold millennia figuring stuff out. So, you know, let's hang on to that good stuff. Let's be grateful for it. And that's the other thing about gratitude. It reminds us what is important in life, right? And that is connections, other people, and the give and take, the win-win, right, of that kind of community. So,
you know, Michael, I have to believe, and I have to believe this, there are more good people in the world than bad. Just because good people aren't demonstrative doesn't mean they aren't good and well-intended. It's just the fear of doing good, you know, because people have acquired this fear of you're going to take advantage, I don't know you, you might hurt me, and there's a lot of fear even within good people. And we can all remind them that I think a certain amount of fear in a lot of ways is good. Mm-hmm. It keeps us awake. At the same time, it shouldn't prevent us from living.
Right.
So take the risks of, you know, like Dr. Kelly says, that thank you, that please, that I appreciate you. Those very small things start to bring it out again, and the pendulum does swing. So however, you know, oppressive we might feel at the moment, the pendulum swings, and it's swinging. I believe that. So, you know, have faith.
The pendulum swings for better and worse, but it is kind of the nature of humanity. We always, there is an odd thing about each generation kind of going one to the next that we kind of have to do things differently for some reason. It kind of keeps going back and forth. But it does keep things interesting. But there are two main takeaways, I think, that we need to take right now. And that is, one, the answer to most of life problems is dog. So if you have a problem, get a dog. If that dog causes you any problems, get another dog. If you need a dog, contact me. I can get you a dog.
Oh, my God.
The other thing that I want to point out is that my father, Dr. Doug Kelly, was absolutely right in talking about how, you know, the world doesn't revolve around any one of us. You know, it's not centered on any of us. The truth is, it's centered around cats, and they obviously know it and behave like it. And so, you know, that is something that I think that we need to be watchful for, so the cats don't take over. I say that as my cat is looking at me ominously because I keep pushing him off, because he wants attention. He wants it right now. The world revolves around him.
Can I tell you a funny cat story?
I don't think we have time. All right, let's go on to cards. No, I'm kidding.
We are going to pull some cards here. There's a few people in the chat. But yesterday morning, I'm in the shower, and my cat is old. All right, she's getting old, and she's kind of in the old lady stage of life. And I guess she didn't know where I was. And I always leave the bathroom door open a crack so she can come in and out whatever she wants. Anyway, she comes in, and she's meowing and meowing in this curdling meow what is wrong with you? So I'm talking to her through the shower curtain. I said, I'm right here. She won't quit. So the first time ever, Michael, she jumps up on the side of the tub and has to watch me in the shower and then calm down. She's like, she's saying, oh my God, I didn't know where you were.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm finished and I open the curtain. She jumps down and it's like now she doesn't know how to get out of the bathroom. So I open the door a little wider, and she suddenly calmed right down. I said, are you okay now? Like, I'm right here. You poor old lady, you're losing your dementia mind. Just don't start messing in the house, but we can do this, you know, the brain shortages just fine.
Yeah.
It was like that. Oh, she had a meltdown. That's too funny.
You know, the personality that you see in animals is reminds me that humanity is part of nature. We are animals ourselves, and I don't say that to denigrate humanity, but to, you know, lift up the fact that all living things have value and things like that.
Truth with animals, that's for sure.
I'm telling you. You know, that the rants I could go on. I got like five things on Instagram that come to mind that I want to bring up, but that's not what we're here to do. We're here to talk about the important things in life, and those things come to us in a few ways. And one of those ways is I pull inner oracle cards. You know, I like to think that the random chance of the poll kind of is the universe maybe saying something, and I read from a book. Hopefully it makes you think. And, of course, Dr. Vicky, you're going to be pulling some tarot cards. So we have a few cards tonight. We have Audra coming up first.
Yeah.
And let's see, Audra, number 17. So tonight for Audra, I have reinvention. Nothing is more powerful or transformative than self-reinvention, resulting in a personal identity foundation shift. Far-reaching and profound, such a personal reinvention shifts the foundation of your self-concept from external to internal, which in turn is vital to your future success and happiness. Re-examine your core values, ensuring they are healthy. Answer the questions, what do I call a good day, and what else in my life should be reinvented?
I think that's pretty cool, Audra. I also pulled the Two of Clubs or the Two of Wands for you, and that's looking into the future. So the reinvention with the future is you might get some ideas for yourself, wondering how long I want to do this, where do I see myself going from here, what are my plans in the next stage of life. Oh, Wendy is saying in the chat that you had reinvention back in March. You know, and Michael, I'm going to throw this in. We are always reinventing ourselves in one manner or another. So it's, you know, we're getting to know ourselves differently in different situations. Our desires change, you know, our needs change, and grounding changes. So I think at this point, Audra, I know you've been through a lot the last few years, getting to a place of something a little more comfortable, and now the creativity is starting to flow again. And say, huh, I wonder what the future holds. I think that's great. I love it.
All right.
Now we have our card keeper, Wendy.
All right, Wendy. Tonight for you, I have number 4, past, present, future. The 3 universal laws of personal responsibility are 1, you are accountable for your past, present, and future. 2, don't expect others to do for you what you can and should do for yourself. And 3, don't do for others what they can and should do for themselves. Remember, present circumstances reflect your past choices. Embrace responsibility and move forward with renewed vigor.
So I pulled the Emperor. Past, present, future, Emperor. I am going to go with the warrior self, Wendy. And the first thing that comes to my mind is, don't tell me what to do. she had past, present, future back in February. Okay. Because you want to be your own boss. You want to be your own powerhouse. You want to be your own creator. Your own initiator. And that's because there's male and female in all of us. But it's like this new... It kind of like a powerhouse coming out in you, saying, you know what? I am really appreciative of all the people in my life who help support me, and I support them. I'm glad for this and that, but I really need to do this for myself. And I think that's really cool. The Emperor is more of an authoritative type, and yeah, it can usually mean a male figure, but in this case, I want to say in the female, it's that bringing out the warrior, being your own boss. So I like it. It's empowering, actually.
I do love that message.
We have, well, thanks, Audra, for the feedback. She said all the cards are really in alignment with what she's been thinking and feeling. And Wendy's saying she's really been trying to give more to herself, not of myself lately. So, yeah, absolutely. Power up. Power up, ladies.
Oh, 100%. It's all about the balance. I love it.
Yeah.
And Dr. Don, I got a good card for you tonight. Number one, perfection. Always remember that you are perfect just as you are. A perfect work in progress. Always changing and growing. Today is a reflection of past choices, and tomorrow is changeable by the choices you make today. This card may indicate that a situation may be perfect or maybe not for you. Embrace all mistakes as they are vital to your growth while striving for a better future. Reflect to see what contributes to your perfect journey and move forward gracefully.
Ooh, this story could be personalized in a way, Donna. So I pulled a King of Wands. That's the King of Clubs next to the Six of Pentacles, Six of Diamonds. And I'm saying, well, that's a story, perfection. And it kind of gives me, you know, we can look back in life and say, this happened for that reason. I made that decision. This happened. I didn't like that, making that decision. You know, so it's everything with the energy we put out. The perfection is in the outcome, even though we're not aware of it. And I want to say that this is kind of a reclamation, particularly in matters of finance. Seeing where you might have lost or not gained to what you think you could have, should have, might have, perhaps. And perhaps even in a relationship or a business arrangement, it could have been an employer in a way, because that King of Clubs there. But that Six of Diamonds is encouraging in that reclaiming and gaining ground for what you feel you might have lost ground or didn't have as much ground to cover as you could have, you know, that, and it's not a regret thing. It's the lessons. Cause we all have them, right? And that's the whole point of perfection. Everything we put out has an equal and opposite outcome, but we don't always know cause it's in layers. It's not always emotional or mental or physical. It's all of the above and universe and interactive with others. So it's like, that observing for a moment. And I feel really encouraged for what's coming. Wendy is saying in the chat that all these repeats tonight, and they all go back to January, February, March. I think we're going to have something to say about that in the next 6 months when we do that, our next down and compare patterns. So, like I said, you know, in the summer, Michael, we usually have, fewer people in the chat with us. Totally understandable. It's summertime. Everybody's busy doing stuff. But for those listening in the archives, you know, I think tonight is just a reminder for all of us to just take inventory. You know, everybody's, you've all come a long way. Think about everything you've been through. And, you know, you got this. Whatever it is, you may not know the answers. You may not have the solution in this moment. But you didn't always have the solution in the past and it worked itself out too. So, you know, we're all in this together. Everybody's energies were overlapping, intertwining and stuff. So, be encouraging and be kind to yourself. So I like Wendy's comment there, you know, giving more to yourself. And that's not narcissistic or selfish. That's, it's kind of taking care. You know, don't throw away negative energy. Don't throw away positive energy. They just be good. Road rage is just a waste of energy.
Sometimes it's fun. Sometimes a little fun. But I'm kidding.
Well, sometimes I mutter under my breath, you know.
Yeah, me too. If you could see me in person, I'd be shifting my eyes side to side as if I'm lying. But, no, it has been a great discussion. And, you know, it is that time of evening, so we're going to start wrapping up. But
well, can I just add what Donna just wrote?
Yeah, of course you can.
She said, my mom and I were talking about not being where we thought we'd be in life. And I said I didn't know many people that were where they thought they'd be. And that choices were made and life changed. I'll have to think about what is being gained that was maybe lost. Thank you. I love that, Donna. How interesting that it lined up with a conversation with your mom. So you're gaining your own ground, you know, living in your own pathway. So it all comes.
I love it.
That's all, Michael.
I love it. Well, thank you so much for sharing that. And, you know, we always have time for, you know, those kind of touching stories and those kind of things that, yeah, I have the sentiment right at the tip of my tongue, but essentially it binds us together because we can empathize with one another. We have these shared experiences, and I love it. But, you know, it is that thing about also, building a world where everything is win-win, where we pay it forward, we show gratitude to one another, and we take the good things that people do for us, and we spread it through the world. So thank you, everyone, for joining us. Thank you, everybody, for listening to us. And as always, Dr. Vicky, I'm going to throw it to you for last word.
Oh, geez, of course. Don't let them push you around out there, folks. That's all.
You got it.
Don't let them change who you are.
I didn't mean to put you on the spot, but, you know, I feel like it's a catchphrase at this point. But
yeah, well, you know.
Well, thank you, everybody. Oh, go ahead.
No, Wendy's saying she's happy for this little group tonight. Just have a great week and stay safe. And I say the same to everyone, too. Wendy, thanks.
100%. Be safe out there, especially if you're in areas affected by any kind of natural disaster, especially the fires. But can't wait to see everybody next week. And until then, listen, think, learn, grow, and live. Good night, everybody.
Good night, everyone.